The House will come to order. Members, please take your seats. Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the prayer. We're pleased to have with us today Mr. David Schachter from Miami, Florida, at the invitation of Representative Perez. Born in Czechoslovakia in 1929, Mr. Schachter was the sole member of his extended family to survive the horrors of the Holocaust. He was taken away at age 11 and spent the next several years in Auschwitz and Buchenwald before managing to escape. After the war, he made his way to the United States, and in the years since, he has become a key voice in promoting awareness of the Holocaust so that the atrocities he lived through will never happen again. We are honored to have you with us here today. Mr. Schachter, please proceed.
My name is David Schachter, and I'm a Holocaust survivor. Not a day, goes by without me reliving the horrors of my childhood. And I am here to make sure that there is a meaning to this phrase called never again. I am honored to stand here today and deliver today's invocation. Almighty God, benevolent Father in heaven, only you know the life I have led and the suffering I have experienced. I have made it my mission to share the atrocities of my childhood during the Holocaust in the hope of educating an empowering future. Again, in the future. Again, as I stand here today before you, it is clear that the mission is not yet complete. We are living in a world where the same inhumanity is being incited towards the Jewish people in Israel and around the world, a frightening reflection of the horrors of my youth. I am here today to make sure that our voices are heard. 85 years ago, the world was silent and stood still. Indifference, and 6 million were killed, and 1.5 million of them were children. Today we cannot and will not remain silent. We cannot stand by in the face of the tragic massacre of October 7th. Innocent children were slaughtered. Families were ripped apart. Elderly Holocaust survivors were kidnapped, and men and women and children cry out for their loved ones who were brutally taken into captivity. Never again is a slogan that once made strong impact, but that value is fading as never again is now. I urge you all to stand with me and view the world from my eyes. Someone who watched marches and protests in Europe that led to gas chambers and mass graves. I myself, with my brother, watched my mother, who was 38 years old, and she held my two little sisters' hands. Leah was 7 years old, and Millie, 5 years old. And she was holding on to them, and then was forced to walk downhill to the big mega holes in the bottom of that hill. And before they reached the hole, the machine guns shot all of them. And my brother and I watched that. I urge you I urge you all to stand with me and view the world from my eyes as someone who watched marches and protests in Europe and led to gas chambers and mass graves. I am here to tell you that our world needs a rude awakening, demonstrations and radical protests progress quickly to hate crimes and violent anti-Semitism. And we must not let them. We cannot. Yeah, and we must not let them and we have to stop and let them in their tracks. Anti-Semitism is rampant across America right now, and the safety of the Jewish students on college campuses seriously threatened. Posters with the faces of Jewish hostages in Gaza being ripped down, and calls of death to Israel, and the Jews being charged publicly. Now is the time to take action and ensure that this behavior is not tolerated here in America before the
demonstrations escalate
more to violent actions and lead to even greater and more tragic losses. I urge you to stand for morality. I urge you to stand for justice and kindness and light that is that this house stands with Israel. Please support and stand by Israel to completely eradicate Hamas and all other founders. We must assure the safety of the Jewish people in Israel and around the world, that anti-Semitism is called out for its hatred that it is, and it's not tolerated. Almighty God, please grant wisdom to these, encourage to do our part in fostering only on kindness. Only in kindness in our world. Please bless us with the safety and security and protect our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel and around the world. Please grant each representative here today in this
with the faith.
In this holy place, with the faith and tenacity to stand with the truth, the shadows of darkness. Almighty God, bless us with joy in abundance. Please. And tranquility. We pray for a time when light and goodness will prevail of darkness and evil. Please allow me to say a prayer that I so said a million times, and I'm going to say it in Hebrew. Oseh shalom bimromav, hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. May he who makes peace in the heavens grant peace upon us, upon Israel, and all mankind. And let us say, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mr. Schachter, we're honored by your presence. And know that in this house, we will always stand with Israel and the Jewish people throughout the globe, today, tomorrow, and forever. And I appreciate you sharing your story with us. And know that if others falter, we never will. Our support will be unwavering and unbreakable. And we're honored to have you here today, sir. Thank you. God bless you. Members, sadly, since we've joined together, we've had two tragic incidents, one in Israel and one here in the state of Florida. And we'd now like to have a moment of silence. Speaker Pro Tem Clemens, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Please join me in a moment of silence for the victims and families of a grieving community in Jacksonville. On October 26th, the community of our citizens was targeted because of the color of their skin. That reprehensible attack does not represent the values of our great state. We pray that the families of Angela Michelle Carr, Anolt Joseph Laguerre Jr., and Gerald Deshaun Gallion, who are grieving, know that we are grieving with them. And members, on October the 7th, Hamas launched an unprovoked barbaric attack on the state of Israel, resulting in the deaths of Israelis, Americans, and other nationals. Among the victims were babies, young children, and the elderly. Members, for the Israeli people, this massacre in scale has had 10 times the impact of September the 11th. In Israel and for the Jewish community, these attacks have had a direct impact on every family. I pray that the rise of anti-Semitism that seems to be sweeping our nation is washed away by the strength and love that we have for our brothers and sisters and our greatest ally, the State of Israel. Please join me in a moment of silence.
Members, please join us in a moment of silence. Thank you, members. The clerk will now unlock the machine and members will record their presence. Have all members recorded their presence? The clerk will lock the machine and announce the presence of a quorum.
106 members voting. A quorum is present, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Representative Clemens from his desk.
Pledge allegiance.
Please take your seats. I will now ask the clerk to read the proclamation.
To the honorable members of the Florida Senate and the Florida House of Representatives, we, Kathleen Pasadomo, President of the Florida Senate, and Paul Renner, Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives, by virtue of the authority vested in us by Article 3, Section 3C, Florida Constitution, and Section 11.011, Florida Statutes, do hereby proclaim that the legislature of the state of Florida is convened in special session pursuant to Article 3, Section 3C of the Florida Constitution, and Section 11.011, Florida Statutes, at the Capitol in Tallahassee, Florida, beginning at 10 a.m. on Monday, November 6, 2023, for a period of 4 days, ending at 11:59 p.m. on Thursday, November 9, 2023. That the committees and subcommittees of either house of the legislature, as directed by the undersigned, are authorized to consider legislation within the purview of this proclamation from this date forward. Kathleen Pasadomo, President, the Florida Senate. Paul Renner, Speaker, the Florida House of Representatives. Reading of the proclamation, Mr. Speaker.
Show the House convened in special session. Members, we are pleased to be joined by our newest member, Representative Ryan Chamberlain, who was officially sworn in earlier this summer and who will now be ceremonially sworn in today. Representative McClure, you are recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Having received the certification from the Secretary of State, I move that the certification be accepted as prima facie evidence of election and that Ryan Chamberlain be seated as a member of the House.
Representative McClure moves that the certification be accepted as prima facie evidence of election and that Ryan Chamberlain be seated as a member of the House, having already officially taken the oath of office. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the motion is approved. I will now ask Representative Chamberlain to come to the front of the House chamber, where the Chief Justice of the Florida Supreme Court, Carlos Muniz, will ceremonially administer the oath of office. Representative Chamberlain has a couple guests with him today, including his wife Jennifer and his father Richard, who traveled to Tallahassee for this special moment. Please join me in giving a warm Florida House welcome to all of you. Thank you. Representative McClure, for what purpose do you rise?
To make a motion, Mr. Speaker.
You're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, whereas the House has examined the qualifications, elections, and returns pursuant to Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution of the State of Florida, I move that the House find and declare that Representative Chamberlain has been duly elected and is a qualified member of the House of Representatives.
Representative McClure moves that the House find and declare that Ryan Chamberlain has been duly elected and is a qualified member of the House of Representatives. All in favor say yay. Opposed, no. So the motion is agreed to. Congratulations, Representative Chamberlain. Are there matters on introduction and reference?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does Leader Driscoll rise? You recognize Leader Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning.
Good morning.
Members of the Democratic Caucus have filed several bills which the House has determined are outside the call to special session. I move that pursuant to Section 3, Article 3 of the Florida Constitution and Section 11.011 Florida Statutes, that House Bill 17C, 21C, 23C, and 29C be admitted for introduction outside the call by the required two-thirds vote. I further seek recognition to explain the motion.
Representative Driscoll moves that HB 17C, 21C, 23C, and 29C be admitted for introduction by the required constitutional two-thirds vote of the membership and is recognized to explain the motion. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We've been called back to Tallahassee into an extraordinary special session. And while there are a number of notable topics relating to economic and educational issues in the call, Floridians are facing a number of time-sensitive crises that we have ignored in this call. Some of the most vulnerable and helpless Floridians, including hundreds and thousands of children, are facing termination of medical coverage through unprecedented Medicaid disenrollment. Families across the state are struggling with unaffordable housing costs, including skyrocketing insurance costs, and they're no longer able to make ends meet. Senseless and hate-fueled firearm violence in Jacksonville and Tampa has once again torn our communities apart, ending lives, creating orphans. Our bills address these concerns. House Bill 17C ends disenrollment of children and expands Medicaid. House Bill 21C and 29C start to address housing affordability in a meaningful way. And House Bill 23C restores the important safeguards of our state's concealed carry, training, and permitting system, which helped make us safer for decades and was consistent with the guarantees in our Constitution. While we are here in this extraordinary session, we must include Florida in our focus and deal with these extraordinary crises. We believe every Floridian deserves the freedom to be healthy, prosperous, and safe. As such, it is entirely appropriate and even necessary to expand the call and introduce these bills. I ask for your favorable support.
Thank you, Leader Driscoll. Members, the vote is on the motion to admit HB 17C, 21C, 23C, and 29C for introduction outside the current call, which requires a two-thirds vote of the membership. This is a procedural motion. It is not debatable pursuant to Rule 11.3. All in favor of the motion, say yay.
Yay!
Opposed, no.
No.
Show that the motion is not agreed to. Are there communications? Oh, seeing five hands, the clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
29 yeas, 76 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Are there communications? Sorry, show the motion has failed. Are there communications?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there messages from the Senate?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there reports of standing committees and subcommittees?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there motions related to committee and subcommittee references? Are there matters on reconsideration? Are there bills or joint resolutions on third reading?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there bills on the special order calendar?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there resolutions on the desk?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, members, just real quickly, I think everybody knows this. For those that don't, we obviously have some bills that are filed timely within the call that will go to committee this afternoon. Tomorrow, we will expect to hear those both on second and third reading and dispose of all of those bills that are on board for a special session. And with that, Representative Perez, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House, after receiving reports, adjourn for the purpose of holding committee and subcommittee meetings and conducting other House business to reconvene Tuesday, November 7, 2023 at 10 a.m. or upon the call of the chair.
All in favor say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the motion approved. The House is adjourned.
10:40.